Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. This is Vibe With Me High Energy. I appreciate you for listening. I thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you're having a beautiful Friday, okay? And if you're not, okay, you can turn it around. You can make your day better by focusing on a better feeling, okay, and doing things that makes you feel good, that makes you joyous, that makes you happy. But today, I've been getting this message, so whoever it resonates with, then I guess this message is for you. If it does not resonate with you, send it back out, all right? Send it back out into the universe with love and light. But today I want to talk about not blocking yourself, okay? Because a lot of times we block ourselves from opportunities by focusing on what we want our way, okay? Meaning we want things to happen this specific way and it cannot happen any other way for us. That's what we have set in our minds, that it's going to happen this way or it ain't going to happen at all. And that's the type of mentality that you should not have, because you should believe that, hey, it can happen this way, and there are an infinite amount of other possibilities and ways of the universe and God bringing me these things that I am searching for, asking for, you know, the things that you desire. You know, there are infinite possibilities, okay? So you can't be closed off or closed-minded to only one way, okay, of receiving something. If that makes sense, okay? Because you have to look at it this way. One door closes, another opens, okay? Everybody knows that saying. But you also have to look at it as many doors, okay? Many possibilities of what you are asking for is coming to you in many ways, okay? That's just like your job, okay? Your job, yes, may pay you, but you also can get money from many different ways, not just from your job. And I spoke about this before, you know. Your job isn't paying you. You're paying you because you show up every day, okay? You show up. You're there on time. You're there when you're supposed to be. You do what you need to do. So you're paying you. But essentially, you know, God is the source of all things. That's what you need to understand. He is the source, the universe, whatever you believe in, is the source of all things that you're trying to achieve. So be open that he will bring it to you in the best way possible for you. And your way, the way you thinking, may not be the best way possible at this moment in time. So then you have to have patience, okay? Which a lot of us don't have. We don't have patience. We can't wait. We want it immediately. We want it now. Okay? And that's not the way it works. It don't work like that. You have to have patience. You have to have faith. You have to trust and believe that what you are asking for, you will receive. But not when you want it, in divine timing. Now, also be open to possibilities of this. Y'all ain't ready for this. Sometimes you have to be open, okay, to the possibility of letting go of certain people in your life, okay? For the people in the back not listening. Be open to releasing those toxic people out of your life. Because if they're meant to be in your life, they'll find their way back to you, okay? They will find their way back to you. And hopefully, when that person returns to you, they'll return to you in a new form, okay, in their higher self, where they've changed something about themselves, their habits, their ways, and they're a new person. That is the way that you hope that they will return to you. Because if you let go of somebody and they return to you the same way, or even yourself, okay? If you go back to somebody knowing you haven't changed anything about yourself, your habits and your ways, mainly, okay, your behavior, then nothing's going to change in that relationship. You're going to be and continue to be the same person you were unless you make those changes within yourself. So be open to changes. Be open to receive what you want once you're open to make those changes in yourself. These are things that I'm learning. These are things that I'm making changes in. And I figure if I don't close myself off, okay, and just focus on how things are going to come to me my way, all right, and I focus on allowing things, allowing being the key word there, to come to me from many directions, in many ways, and I be open to accepting them, accepting the challenges of them, to accept, just to accept the opportunities and not be afraid to change and take a step forward into my higher self, my best self, okay? Because essentially, I want you to be your best self, okay? I desire for you to be your best self. So I'm giving you this information. I'm letting you know that don't block yourself off from opportunities because you're afraid or you're scared of letting go of this, letting go of that, losing everything you have, okay? Maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to lose all that you have to help you realize what you actually have. To help you understand who you are, how strong you are, and what you're capable of. Do not close yourself off to one particular thing. Open yourself up to receive from many, okay, from every direction, from many possibilities. The world is full of possibilities, and your higher guardians, okay, or your higher self, the universe, source, energy, infinite intelligence, whatever you call it, whatever you refer to it as, is here to help guide you towards those things. And the sooner you realize that, the more peaceful you become, the more freeing you become, the more freedom you will have. So, keep yourself open. Be open to receive. Be open to opportunities. Be open to change, because change is inevitable. You can't stop change. It's gonna happen, whether you want it to or not. Whether you make a change on your own or you're forced to change, it's going to happen. But you should want to change. You should want to be better than all of your yesterdays. And you should be open to receive what is for you. Because if you're blocking what's open to you, you'll never get what you're asking for. You'll never get what you desire because you're not allowing yourself to open up to those opportunities. And that's what I got for you today. So, if that resonates with you, take it with you. Share it with somebody. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it. But I thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate you. I love you. And you go out and make today amazing. Okay? Make it amazing. Do things that make you laugh. Do things that make you happy. Listen to music, all right? Sit still from time to time throughout your day just to bring yourself back into balance. I appreciate you again. I thank you. I love you for listening to this episode. And just remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, and I would like for you, if you love this podcast, share it with your family and friends, share it on your social media, follow your girl on your YouTube channel, go subscribe, hit that bell notification. YouTube handle is Maya Bianici. Follow me on Twitter at VibeWithMeHighEnergy10, and also Instagram, Maya Bianici. I appreciate you, I love you, and thank you for listening.